Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
From giant domes hinting at a future in isolation, to cutting-edge sci-fi absolutely nailing the way brands market their products in 2021, these movies may not have planned on getting the future pretty much bang on, but for the most part, they unbelievably managed to do just that. I'm Gareth from WhatCulture.com, and here are 10 more movies that eerily predicted things in real life. Number 10, The Crow. Brandon Lee's death during filming. Unless you've been living under a rock for the last 25 years or so, you've likely stumbled upon the tragedy that was the making of Alex Proyas, The Crow. Taking up the lead role of the titular character, Brandon Lee was on the receiving end of a dummy round shot out of a gun with the same force of a live round, whilst filming the scene involving his character being gunned down, and wound up being mortally wounded in the incident. He'd later pass away in hospital due to the severity of his injuries. What makes this heartbreaking turn of events so eerie, however, is the fact that Lee was playing a character who himself was shot and killed before going on to appear in the rest of the movie, despite being classed as deceased throughout. In reality, this is also what sort of unfolded after Lee's untimely passing, as the actor would go on to posthumously star in the dark fantasy hit in the wake of his real-life death. Number 9, Contagion, a worldwide pandemic. There's a reason this film became one of the most popular features to indulge in around the time of March 2020, and it's because Steven Soderbergh's pandemic thriller Contagion pretty much got one unfolded over the last year or so spot on. Focusing on how the planet would handle the rapid spreading of a deadly virus and an all-out pandemic back in 2011, the phrase social distancing and the sight of supermarkets being wiped out during the height of the panic felt disturbingly close to home by the time the coronavirus gripped the globe in March of last year. Also, the disease depicted in Contagion by the name of MEV1 originated in animals, specifically a bat, before passing over to humans, whilst COVID-19 was thought to have had a similar journey in its early origins. Since the film's renewed popularity in 2020, the movie screenwriter Scott Z. Burns has stated, "I didn't have a crystal ball, I had access to great expertise." So if people find the movie to be accurate, it should give them confidence in the public health experts who are out there right now trying to guide us. Number 8, Demolition Man, Arnold Schwarzenegger's career in politics. Back in 1993, Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger were best known for their jaw-dropping, ass-kicking exploits on the big screen, in everything from Rambo to Predator. So when a cheeky political gag involving the former Mr. Universe being the President of the United States was thrown into the Stallone-starring Demolition Man, nobody really thought much more of it other than, ha, imagine Terminator running the country. Well, as it goes, the line stating that Schwarzenegger had stepped away from the world of acting and lifting weights to focus on a career in politics actually wound up ringing true a decade later, as Arnie was elected the governor of California in 2003. The Total Recall and Running Man star would then be re-elected for a second term in 2006, before stepping down after reaching his term limit in 2011. He may not have made his way to the Oval Office just yet, but Schwarzenegger was still interested in running for president as recently as 2016. However, with the star currently being ineligible due to his birthplace being Austria, he's still yet to enter the presidential race in the US. Number 7, The Upside, Kevin Hart's eerie spinal injury. This feature might not have predicted precisely which actor would ultimately suffer a horrific fate in real life, but it got pretty damn close, it must be said. The Upside, a remake of the 2011 French film The Untouchables, sees Kevin Hart's Del Scott become the unlikely carer for Bryan Cranston's paralyzed billionaire Philip Lacasse. In reality, Cranston's character of Lacasse genuinely suffered a life-changing spinal injury during a paragliding accident, but it was Hart whose life would be altered due to a similarly devastating event events a few years later. In September 2019, during the same year the film would finally be released, Hart was involved in a car crash which saw the vehicle he was a passenger in roll down an embankment. The actor ultimately fractured his spine in three places, but would make a slow recovery and now is back in the gym and making movies once again. Yet things could have been much worse for the star, as Dr. Jonathan Stiber, the director of the Spine Center at Arthur Manhattan, confessed that there are patients with x-rays like his that are in wheelchairs for the rest of their lives. That Hart is a lucky boy. Number 6. The Judge. Robert Downey Jr. loses his mother as the film is released. While it may have largely been overshadowed by his other work around the time, mainly the likes of Iron Man 3 and Avengers Age of Ultron, legal drama The Judge represented something of a passion project for Robert Downey Jr. Produced by his wife Susan Downey and the Team Downey Production Company, Downey Jr. was widely celebrated for his work opposite an in-form Robert Duvall, playing the leading man's father. Yet by the time the feature was set to premiere around the world, a certain plot point became a heartbreaking reality for the MCU star. Downey Jr.'s mother sadly passed away as the feature was being promoted ahead of its release, eerily mirroring the character of Hank Palmer that he plays in The Judge, whose own mother unfortunately dies early in the feature. Determined to fulfill his promotional duties and give his and his wife's feature the best chance of succeeding possible, Downey Jr. was back making public appearances before long, and even published a touching tribute to his mother on Facebook around this time too. Number 5. Minority Report. Targeted advertising. Ever found yourself having a throwaway conversation about purchasing a pair of hiking boots, before later being suddenly inundated with mobile ads suggesting the best place to find your brand new mountain climbers? Well, you have Steven Spielberg's Minority Report to thank for that. Well, sort of. Long before Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter were recommending items to spend your hard-earned cash on based on the information they pick up from your everyday chats, Tom Cruise's chief, John Anderton, was experiencing something similar as he wandered through a mall in the sci-fi flick. Upon having his eyes scanned, various advertisements begin to sprout up in front of the character via holograms, suggesting that he should invest in everything from a cheeky pint of Guinness to a relaxing vacation in the sun as he frantically bolts through the shopping center. We may not have to quite literally duck and dive our way through advertisements as depicted in the 2002 feature, but we perform those very same actions internally on a daily basis as we navigate the marketing nightmare that is the internet. Number 4. Eurovision Song Contest: The Story of Fire Saga. The UK come away with 0 points. Now, admittedly, this next entry would be a little more impressive if the UK didn't have a notoriously awful record when it comes to the Eurovision Song Contest in recent times, not winning the competition since the turn of the century. But it's still pretty uncanny all the same. Almost a full year before James Newman found himself on the receiving end of a putrid 0 points at this year's event, Netflix's Eurovision Song Contest, The Story of Fire Saga, pretty much called the country's pathetic fate on the night. Rather aptly, one of the film's British stars, Dan Stevens, played a character by the name of Alexander Lemtov, who let loose the line, "She's quite good, but everybody hates the UK, so 0 points. Lo and behold, Danny Boy set his own country up for a fall, didn't he? At least his hilarious flamboyant portrayal went down well with the fictional judges and real-life Netflix audiences alike. Perhaps even more depressingly for the Brits watching this list, however, the UK also scored a disastrous 0 points back in 2003, when Gemini's Crybaby invaded our ears during the contest. We're not very good, that's the end of it. Number 3. World War Z: Peter Capaldi equals Doctor Who / Who Doctor. Just before he stepped into the TARDIS for the first time in 2013, Peter Capaldi played a small part in the Brad Pitt starring zombie thriller World War Z. Strangely enough though, this fleeting appearance in the big budget zombie apocalypse feature would actually unintentionally hint at what was to come for the Scottish star in the not too distant future. Released a month before Capaldi was officially announced to be playing the Doctor in the long-running BBC series Doctor Who, the actor was credited as playing a Who Doctor in the end credits of the Mark Forster-directed project. Sure, the character Capaldi would be donning on the iconic show didn't specifically go by the name of Doctor Who, but the fact that he ended up front and center in a series with a name so similar to the one of his character in World War Z so soon after the movie made its way into cinemas is rather insane in hindsight. Number 2. The Cable Guy: A Home Technology Future. Jim Carrey's character of Ernie Chip Douglas, aka the Cable Guy in The Cable Guy, may have been many things, a touch sensitive, a little over-attached, and slightly obsessive, yes. but few had him down as a prophet back in 1996. But fast forward 25 years, and the cable guy's epic rant in the pouring rain seems to have become a rather on-the-nose reality for the majority of the planet. In Chip's words, soon every American home will integrate their television, phone, and computer. Visit the Louvre on one channel and watch female mud wrestling on another. You can do your shopping at home or play Mortal Kombat. Sure enough, pretty much every American home, and most of the planet for that matter, is now able to link their massive TV screens with their latest iPhone and or MacBook, streaming the latest blockbuster on one device while someone else watches the footy on another. And as the last year has taught us, shopping has never been easier from the comfort of your own couch. Or dangerous for that matter. All in all, poor old Chip was simply ahead of his time. Number 1, The Simpsons Movie, Lockdowns. Much like Contagion would a few years later, The Simpsons Movie also eerily predicted a similar version of the planet's fate in 2020, 13 years before it became a jarring reality. Though it was definitely a little more lighthearted than the sight of the planet realistically dealing with a global virus during the aforementioned Soderbergh flick, The Simpsons Movie provided us with a rather surreal look at lockdown life all those years ago. Dropping a humongous glass dome on top of the town of Springfield in response to Homer Simpson critically polluting a lake with pig feces, you know, as you do. The civilians inside are forced to stay within the area and are not permitted to leave the massive structure. Though people weren't actually encased inside of a snow globe in the end, many did comment that the eventual lockdowns that were introduced to tackle the spread of coronavirus resembled the sudden decision to drop a dome on the fictional town. With Film 4 even tweeting as much when deciding to air the feature on the day of Tier 4 restrictions being introduced to the UK. So there you have it. The Simpsons strike yet again when it comes to foreshadowing a real world event. Don't!
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.